This is ScoresBroadcast.com and Hits 105.5 FM in Sydney.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Worman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
The following is a special high school sports presentation on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR Radio, 105.5 FM.
Oh, it's a big spurt for E.J. Davis. Look at him go. He pops it clean. 40, 45, 50. Off to the races. Gets a block. Makes a man miss. Reverses his field. 30, 25, 20. Gone! Touchdown! How about that? E.J. Davis takes it 78 for the score.
And you will score, too, with high school football right here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR Radio, 105.5 FM.
Richards, to receive the kickoff, does so at the 17. He's going to reverse his field down the near side. He's got a wedge of blockers. Look out. He makes three men miss at the 50. He is going to make a house call. Justin Richards, what a return. Chuck, 85, 86 yards.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. He looks like a freight train going down the sideline. Here comes the train.
As a CSX flies through Booster Field, sounds like it's running right down the middle of the gridiron.
Stay right on track with scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR Radio as we cover the big games, including Anna, Fort Loramie, Sydney, Layman, Minster, New Bremen, Versailles, and Marion Local.
Peyton Oddie, offensive backfield, look at him go to work. Outside left tackle, he's got a gaping hole. He moves to the sideline, motoring to the 40. He's at the 50. Fort Loramie territory, down the near sideline. No one's going to catch him. Blinding speed, quarterback Peyton Oddie.
Donovan O'Leary, quarterback for the Layman Catholic Cavaliers.
Here's O'Leary, quick slant. McFarland catches. He's at the 14, nice to the 11. Upended right there. Looks like he's got the first down.
I'm getting kind of the Halloween spirit through my right. I'm looking through cobwebs.
Well, this game is going to finish up with a trick or treat. We don't know.
Yeah, let's hope it's a treat.
Yes. 3:11, 3:10 to go. Quarterback Caleb Maurer may elect to keep it here. No, he dishes on the play to Holland. Look at Holland go.
Again.
Right tackle. Cuts it back against the grain. 25-20. Holland zipping to the end zone.
Wow.
That may do it. That may do it. Will Holland, a splendid run. Will Holland with two big second half bolts to the end zone. And Fort Loramie seems to have broken this one open. A two-score lead.
Wow.
With 2:57 to go.
That was impressive.
You'll enjoy each week's pregame, too, and entertaining comments from coaches and players.
Your most favorite coach?
I love Coach Wells. He's helped me a lot, and I love playing for him.
So you'd score him 10 on a 10-point scale, and Corey Britton at 9.99999?
Yes, that's what I would do. I love them both.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening, high school football fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We are at Fort Loramie. Glad to be joined by Hits 105.5 FM in Sydney. Our broadcast partner, WMVR Radio, Hits 105.5 on board with us. Of course, we're online on the internet on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Fort Loramie entertains Newark Catholic, and it's the premier game in the state of Ohio in Division 7 on this Friday night. A number of media outlets in the Columbus area predicted before the season even started that week 4 in Shelby County would pit two schools who might very well play in a state semifinal. Just this past week in Newark and New Albany, the media said, how about these two clubs in a state championship game? Well, a lot of that is fodder at this point. It's early September. A lot of games to be played. These two clubs do have the potential to be that good by the season's end. And who knows, they could play in late November, in early December again, a second time. Why not? Last year, 41-40. Newark Catholic a winner at home over Fort Loramie in a terrific football game. Redskins had leads of 7-0, 14-6, 21-13. Failed on a two-point conversion in the last half minute. Did recover an onside kick. A long pass fell incomplete, and that's how that game concluded. Caleb Maurer, the quarterback a year ago for Fort Loramie, who torched Newark Catholic, is back this year. The starting quarterback, Cole Cantor, for Newark Catholic last season, who threw for 2,300 yards and 32 touchdowns, did graduate. He is replaced by a sophomore, 6'3", Miller Hutchison. Interestingly enough, Chuck, it's game number two, week number four of the season for Newark Catholic, which did not play its opener against Columbus Bishop Reedy on a Saturday because of weather, which didn't cooperate on Sunday. And then last week, the opponent for Newark Catholic, Columbus Academy, suffered a death in the student body, and unfortunately, Columbus Academy and Newark Catholic did not compete last weekend. A lot of respect for Newark Catholic. Just one game played, ranked fourth in the state in the first poll this week. 9 state titles on the gridiron. The tradition in football is extraordinary. Fort Loramie looking for a big football win. Head coach Spencer Wells said to me this week, this is one we need to get. We need to jump to that next level. Almost had Versailles. The D6 program had them on the ropes, let them off the hook, and we got to get Newark Catholic tonight.
Well, I mean, it's going to be a tough game. Loramie's got some advantages. They got the revenge factor. They've got the fact that Newark had to come halfway across the state, which they were used to last year. And also, the fact that they've only played one game, that gives Loramie an advantage. And, you know, we'll see. Now, they need to take advantage of that early because it's only going to be a short while. And then it's going to turn into a football game. They need to get them early and get them out of the game.
A Newark Catholic advantage in that the Green Wave have seen 3 Fort Loramie games on tape. Fort Loramie seen just one Newark Catholic game on tape, a 45-0 continuous clock win over Nelsonville York. Wow. All of the starters came out by halftime. 20 seniors return from that very good club a year ago at Newark Catholic, which marched all the way to the state championship in D7, got beat by Marion Local. 2 years ago, Newark Catholic lost in the state semifinal 20-13 to Warren John F. Kennedy. Ryan Aiello in his 5th year, and his club has had better records each season over the last 4.
Well, you take a look, and only at a private school can you have 13 juniors last year and have 20 seniors this year. Now, you tell me where they come from, but anyway, it's something that I have complained about for years. They have an advantage, but the state doesn't seem to care, so I guess I don't either.
This Fort Loramie team, Chuck, is fast improving. The difference tonight may very well be on defense. Redskins cannot allow Newark Catholic's running back, Mason Hackett, to control the football. He's an outstanding runner. He's like a human bowling ball.
Yeah.
He's 5'10", 200 pounds, and once he gets up ahead of steam, it's going to take 2 or maybe even 3 Redskins to slow him down and bring him down. 1, maybe not even a couple, will stop him in his tracks. He had 145 yards against Fort Loramie last year. He had 98 in the opening game and a half 2 weeks ago for Newark Catholic. The Redskins have been multifaceted. Caleb Maurer has been dynamic through the air, 50 for 80 for 800 yards,
nice.
62%. 15 yards a catch for Isaac Ratterman and Logan Eilerman. Ethan Kaiser and Christian McGee round out a good receiving quartet. Fine 1-2 punch in the offensive backfield in Will Holland and Darren Eilerman. Redskins are set to go. Need to make sure they get Newark Catholic off the field after 3 downs.
Well, Laramie's got the firepower to score a lot of points, but they do not want to get into a shootout.
Right.
They want to limit Newark's first downs, and they need to make sure that they're not letting them run the clock and run the ball, or it could be a long night for them.
And last year, coming out throwing slingshots down the field left and right, was Caleb Maurer of Fort Loramie, leading the Skins to three touchdown drives to open the game. And then Newark Catholic adjusted, came back and won a thriller by a point. Great underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com and Hits 105.5 FM. Thanks to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team at Airstream. Parker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. Your number one insurance agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High-quality furniture priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. A Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank. In Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County. And in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM, online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. Our broadcast partner, Hits 105.5 FM in Sydney. Thanks as well tonight to Sydney Chiropractic and to Body Car Star, Sydney Body Car Star, Troy Body Car Star, and Piqua Body Car Star. Had the pleasure of talking with Fort Loramie head coach Spencer Wells earlier this week, and he said he has just absolutely loved this team throughout the season so far. In the practice sessions Monday through Thursday, he's had no club that works harder in prepping for Friday night.
Some of the things that we've learned is that we're a great practice team, and we have not had, since the regular season has started, and even looking at our preseason, not many bad practices at all. You know, it's been, not that they all go smooth, all right, but they're productive and we're getting better. And, you know, this team, I think, is feeling that, and they know what their potential can be when we play our best football. So that's not what we talk about every week. You know, you earn your right to play your best football on Friday. You don't just show up and it happens. So we've got to make sure that we're sharp throughout the week and earning that right to play fast and play physical and play sharp mentally. So it's been a lot of fun to coach these guys. There's a lot of leadership. You know, we've learned some things with that loss to Versailles. You know, not that we're in it for moral victories, because we're not, but I think when you lose, you're always looking to learn. And we know that when we play great teams like that, we got a great team coming to town tonight in Newark Catholic. When there's opportunities to make plays, we have to make those plays. You know, when there's opportunities to maybe seal the deal, we've got to step up and get that done. And right now, that's the difference between us knocking on the door and really opening it up and running through it as a program. So, you know, this is another statement type game. You know, this is another one that we're going to have to be ready to go from the opening snap, and it's going to be fun.
You alluded to making plays. You've done so on offense. Isaac Ratterman, Logan Eilerman, 15 yards a reception each.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought those two up. I think Isaac has been doing an excellent job at us for tight end, and really a surprise from a receiving standpoint. We've always known that Isaac can block. He's a physical player. Can he get open? How quick can he get down the field? And he's lost about 10-15 pounds from last season, and it's really paid off for him because he hasn't lost any physicality, but he's just that much quicker. He's got that much more of a quick twitch when he's already really athletic. So he's been doing an excellent job for us. Logan Eilerman has been a guy that is a key part of the game plan every week, right? We know that teams are going to try to do things to take him away. How can we counter that? You know, how can we put him in a position to still make plays, even based on those defensive adjustments where they're kind of saying, all right, we're not going to let this guy beat us. So he's been big each and every week. I think he's averaging about 115 yards a game receiving for us, a lot of big plays, a guy that Caleb trusts. So those two guys have been a real key part of it, to your point.
Hey, spotlight the run game. Who will figure in rushing plays in this game against Newark Catholic? And the strength of your offensive line, very pleasant surprise for you.
Yeah, we'll start there. I think the offensive line was something that if you talk to people around town after our scrimmages, I think there was a lot of questions. You know, can this group, how good is this group going to be? How quickly can they come together? Because they're really, it's five new starters. I mean, even Cal, the only guy coming back, is learning a new spot. So he's going through his growing pains there. And those guys have come together really, really well. They've been excellent in pass protection. I think the next challenge for them is, can we consistently run the football? So that's been a big point of emphasis. And then the running back situation, yeah, we got two guys we really like and two guys that are competing hard. So Will Holland as a junior and Darren Eilerman as a senior, they're making each other better. It's going to be kind of a series-by-series basis, and then we'll ride the hot hand. But both of those guys bring a lot to the table in regards to athleticism and big play potential and receiving out of the backfield. So we're blessed to have both.
Spencer Wells, head coach, Fort Loramie, our guest before tonight's game between the Redskins and Newark Catholic. Assess the play of your defense so far this year through 3 weeks.
Yeah, so defensively, we've made a lot of improvements over the offseason. You know, this is a new scheme. You know, we went to the 3-4 from the 4-3. We're playing cover three and man-to-man, which we haven't done much of in the past at all. We've been more of a cover two team. So it's been an adjustment from a schematic standpoint, but these guys are smart kids. They're getting better and better each week. We've seen that. They've played very physical. You know, teams have really struggled to run the football on us, and that's going to be a huge test tonight with Newark because that's what they want to do on offense. They want to pound the rock. So can we hold up to that? But so far, I've been very pleased with their physicality. We've got to try to force more turnovers. We've only got one through 3 weeks. We got to make sure we're getting off the field on third down, and hopefully getting after the quarterback a little bit more. Let's get some more sacks. Let's get that guy under pressure. And so that's a challenge for them. But as a group, a lot more good than bad, and they get better every week.
Hey, note the play of your regular two-way players. You have four or five of them. Mm-hmm. They've excelled.
Yeah, so we talked about Isaac on offense, but he's really the key to how we go on defense. I mean, we ask him to do a lot of things at that field backer position. We bring him on a variety of pressures. He's got to make tackles in open space. So he's been doing an excellent job there. Calvin Hoying and Nate Berger in the middle. So, you know, those two guys as our inside backers, you know, starting on the offensive line. And I think those guys and Isaac, because he plays on the line of scrimmage a lot as a tight end, if you're going two ways but you're a skill guy, I'm not saying it's easy, but there's a difference when you're going two ways and you're a lineman or you're an inside backer and you're playing in the thick of it, and every play is a physical fight. You know, if you're playing two ways in the secondary like Christian McGee, every play he's not getting in a physical fight, right? Those guys are. So we ask a lot out of them, and they've stepped up tremendously. But yeah, Christian McGee on the back end has been doing a great job. He's going to have a breakout game offensively. We hope it's tonight because he's been real close on a lot of plays, and you know, we really like his potential on the offensive side of the ball, so hopefully we can get him going.
You know, most everything in this game tonight is pretty even, offense, defense, special teams. Maybe it'll boil down to a senior quarterback, Caleb Maurer, versus sophomore quarterback, Miller Hutchison of Newark Catholic.
Yeah, you know, it's we have to get after their quarterback. You know, anytime you're facing a quarterback that doesn't have a lot of experience, hopefully we can speed things up for him and get him into some throws that he might regret, you know. But he's a very capable quarterback for being a sophomore. You know, he's 6'3". He can see the field well. He can throw it well. So they've got a nice quarterback. There's no doubt about it. With Caleb, I mean, you said it. I mean, he's our offense. So everything that we set up is around him. He's a very very smart player. I think he's starting to see the field more and more as he's built up some experience finally, because, you know, last year was his first year really playing football and being healthy, not getting to play as a freshman or a sophomore. So, yeah, we just need Caleb to do his job, continue to find a way to make big plays for us down the field in the pass game. He's shown against Spencerville an ability to escape the pocket and extend plays, which is something that has really helped us out in key moments. So, yeah, we'll need him to play big again tonight.
Words of Spencer Wells, fifth-year head coach for the Fort Loramie Redskins, as the Redskins band strikes up on the field here at Fort Loramie High School. It's a sun-drenched night, very little breeze. It is still quite warm, and we are looking at a glare down on the field, the sun shining, and it's just rebounding right in our faces. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulte and Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Key building components tonight for both teams. Fort Loramie's 3-4 defensive front must excel and slow down Mason Hackett, the star running back for Newark Catholic. Redskins offense has got to be in gear as well. Balance the run a little more this week with the pass. Newark Catholic will pound it on first and second down, and they hope for third and short situations all night long, does Newark Catholic. Those are the key building components for these two clubs, Fort Loramie and Newark Catholic. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulte and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulte and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Ryan Aiello is the fifth-year head coach for Newark Catholic, and his teams have gotten better and better with each year. And he says tradition at Newark Catholic and coaches around him have been the difference makers.
You know, a lot of that is due to the coaching staff and the players that I've been fortunate to have been around. Just an incredible group of young men year in and year out that have led this football team. A coaching staff that is, I couldn't be more thankful for. Just an incredible group of people that have made a tremendous impact on these kids' lives, which is huge and a focal point for us as a coaching staff and as a head coach here. I've got a community that backs us up, and as a result of all of these pieces come together, we've been very fortunate to have put together some great seasons.
And wow, you've got 20 some seniors back for 2022 football. Highlight some of the skill players that we'll be talking about in play-by-play tonight. What are their attributes? What do they bring to the table?
It's a tremendous group of young men. This is the biggest senior class that we've been fortunate to have been around. And not only is it a big class, it's a class that's very, they're a tight-knit class, right? They're a tremendous group of kids that, you know, hanging out together, you know, outside of football throughout the course of the school, that they're just very connected. They've done a great job in leading this football team up to this point. And some of the young men, overall, they do a great job. But some of the men that you'll see out on Friday nights here, Mason Hackett, done a tremendous job. Just a very explosive player. You know, his vision and his ability to transition is huge. The physicality that it brings to the running back position is pretty impressive. Kyle Langenbrunner, who unfortunately had a tough year last year due to injury, having him back has been great because he just brings so much experience. You know, very different style in comparison to Mason when he gets at the running back position, and it's just grown so much as a defensive back and a wide receiver. Grant Moore, I think, adds a great deep threat. You know, he's got tremendous speed on the outside, very poised, and brings the same thing on the defensive side of the ball. We've got some guys up front, and Braden Arrett, who offensive tackle, defensive end, very pleased with his play to this point in time, and just has constantly year in and year out has grown into his position. We've got a couple other guys, Kyle and Connor Wright, who really, again, going from freshman year to senior year, these two young men have just done a great job, weight room, and taking ownership and responsibility of their position. And a couple other guys, Joe Stanley, Anthony Dry, both rotate in at wide receiver, play defensive back as well. Have just done a great job and really just, I think, further developing this football team and solidifying some depth.
And a sophomore quarterback is on the field this season, filling the shoes of Cole Kanter, who was outstanding at QB for the Green Wave.
Yes, he is. Cole was definitely missed. There's no question. But Miller and him stepping up and taking ownership of this role has been pretty neat to see. You know, to show the maturity that he has up to this point. You know, his preparation, what he puts into it. I would say again, I mentioned that word poise. I think it's so important, especially for a young kid to see. You know, his ability to read defenses, to make sure that he's sticking within the scheme, and what our offensive coaching staff is doing to further support him. It has been pretty impressive.
Ryan Aiello, head coach, Newark Catholic Green Wave, in his fifth year before tonight's game between NC and Fort Loramie. Talk about your conference. The league you're in, very competitive, gives you the opportunity to play up often in divisions which have bigger schools playing your club, and that's important.
It is. We've got a tremendous amount of respect for the Licking County League. There's some tremendous football teams, very well-coached football teams, and we see a very diverse group of coaching styles, you know, offensive schemes, defensive schemes, and I think that further helps prepare us. We take a lot of pride in trying to win that conference title as well. You know, the Cardinal Division, which has been controlled by Heath, who's a tremendous opponent for us, a lot of respect for them and their coaching staff and what they bring to the table. Obviously, a goal that we've set forth in trying to win our conference as well, though. But they've got a tremendous group of coaches and teams in there, and we do. It really, I think, helps prepare us as you move into tournament season to handle a variety of different schemes and styles of play.
As a result of things out of your control, you played just one game in 3 weeks of football. Does that affect your preparation for the Fort Loramie game, having played just one contest to date?
Well, I'd be lying if it didn't. You know, I think there's something to be said about, you know, when you come into a new season, you have a new identity. Although we're very thankful to have 20 seniors and leadership that they've brought, you're still trying to find the identity of your football team. You know, so losing out week one and week three here, you know, unfortunately, it's not our kids' fault. It's not anybody's fault. We just had some very unique circumstances, and I just feel terrible for them just because they just want to play the game of football. You know, we do this because we want to compete. We want to be together. We just want to play this great game of football. And so there's some question marks out there. You know, where are we truly at? You know, I thought our kids did a great job against a good Columbus or a Nelsonville York team, excuse me. I was very pleased with how they played. But we've got a lot of growth that we need to have, you know, as we move into our week two, you know, technically for us. So we're going to see where we're at. And this is a tremendous Fort Loramie team. You know, that was a battle last year, and I expect to be no different moving forward. And they've been able to work out a lot of those kinks, you know, and so we've got to make sure that we prepare accordingly, and I'm pleased with where we're at right now, but really just excited for our kids to get on the football field and play.
Now, offensively, Newark Catholic employs a wide-open style. Defensively, it's a unique look, a four-man defensive front.
It is. You know, we're going to have to do some things a little bit differently, though. You know, we've got to, again, we saw that passing attack, screen attack, and what they can bring from the run game as well this year in Fort Loramie. So we're going to have to do some things differently to be able to contain those players. Again, they do a tremendous job. I think that quarterback is as good as we're going to see all year long. I mean, what he does, keeping his eyes downfield, how he can run the football, how he orchestrates that offense is very impressive. So we're going to have to do some different things to try to keep him guessing on where we're going to be rotating.
Ryan Aiello, fifth-year head coach, Newark Catholic Green Wave. We're just a couple minutes away from the kickoff of tonight's big game. Fort Loramie 2-1, Newark Catholic 1-0. Contest being billed as the premier Division 7 football game in the state of Ohio on this Friday night. Two-minute radio station break. This is ScoresBroadcast.com and hits 105.5 in Sydney.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us
is far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores, the Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
We've got a terrific crowd on hand for this game tonight. I bet some 1,600 on this side from Fort Loramie. Newark Catholic brought a few hundred, and they are seated across the way. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight, including a new one in Fort Loramie, Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, across from Brookins. 40 years doing business, giving you your best due. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo, stylist Renee Mesher, stylist Chris Siegel, stylist Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yes, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Our experience, your style, and we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway and come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street. But we're playing with some controls and cords and so on and so forth. Making sure that our voice is matched up with the video coverage for tonight's game on the NFHS video network. Fort Loramie Redskins won the toss, deferred, will kick off to Newark Catholic. I tell you what, fans, we'll do the best we can here the first several minutes of this game. We're looking right into the sun and the field of play at the same time. And numbers are going to be impossible.
Well, as usual, we're just going to make stuff up because it's radio.
Well, Fort Loramie is in the home black with a little red and white trim. Newark Catholic is in the road white, green numerals, green headgear. Fort Loramie, the Redskins. Newark Catholic, the green wave. Very little breeze here for this game tonight. Slight wind out of the south, blowing toward the north end of the Fort Loramie Stadium. And it is Aiden Boland kicking off to start the contest. It's a line driver to the 15-yard line, and that's where Newark Catholic returns, and it's a good one up the near sideline. One block, another block. I think it was Langenbrunner.
It was.
Who brought it back across the 10, 20, 30, 35 in the vicinity of the 36 or 37, I believe.
Well, when you kick off and it's nothing but a line drive and he can catch it on the run, you got problems. Got to get that ball up in the air, even if it's shorter.
Actually, he got across the 40 to the 41. And I tell you what, the sun on the field has simply washed away the lines.
Now you can't see the hash marks at all.
Nope, can't see the hash marks. Can't even see the big numerals on the side of the field. 41-yard line. It's sophomore Miller Hutchison at quarterback. It's a sweep to Langenbrunner around the left end, and he scoots for about 10 quick ones. From the 41 of Newark Catholic to about the 48 of Fort Loramie. Picked up at least eight on the play. Noah's foot stepped out initially just shy of midfield.
Yep, second and two.
Yep. 2 yards to go for a first down for Newark Catholic. 49 and a half of the green wave. We played a minute, no score. Opening drive of this game. Fort Loramie with five up front in the box. Here's a screen, left flat by Newark Catholic. Nicely done. Hutchison hits Hackett. Hackett catches at the 45, dashes down the near sideline. He is inside the 40, bounced out of bounds in the vicinity of the 38-yard line of the Redskins.
I think it's the 48.
My mistake, it's the 48. And you'll be correcting me all night long, Chuck.
If I know.
Because it is a glistening field, sun-drenched. And right now it looks like the helmets are electrified. They are shining brightly in the sun. Flag called. Fort Loramie anxious at the line of scrimmage. 5-yard penalty on the Redskins.
Watch the ball. I guarantee you 10 coaches just yelled that.
First and five for Newark Catholic. New line of scrimmage is the 39 of Fort Loramie. Green wave on a march. Trips to the right for the quarterback Hutchison. He's in the offensive backfield. Fakes on the play to Hackett. Hutchison, the sophomore QB, keeps. Dances around right in and slices for six or seven. He's got the first down. That was a question I had for Fort Loramie head coach Spencer Wells this week. Will the quarterback of Newark Catholic run the ball some? Yep, he will. We just found out.
Well, I don't know if he meant to run it on that play. I think they got back in the backfield and they had a bad exchange, so he just held on to it and gained 7 yards.
Good read by the quarterback. First and 10, Newark Catholic at the Fort Loramie 34. We played 90 seconds, no score, initial drive of the game. Here's Hackett, end sweep to the right. He plows into a Redskin on the other side of the field in front of the Newark Catholic bench. Play good for about four, it appears, down in the vicinity of the 30. Good hit by Calvin Hoying of Fort Loramie. Second down and seven, call it a pickup of three.
And when you see Hackett in that wild card, you better be looking for the end run.
Tanner Wirt, the center for Newark Catholic. The guards, Kyle Wright and Nate Willis. The tackles, Braden Errett and Connor Wright. Here's a handoff right up the gut. It's Hackett. He's staying on his feet. He won't go down. Stubborn run by Mason Hackett. He's a bull. He chewed up about eight, very close to the first down marker in the vicinity of the 23-yard line. He might be a foot shy. The official says it is third down, less than one for Newark Catholic. New line of scrimmage is at the Fort Loramie 25. 9:28 to go in the first quarter. The green wave, fourth in the state, number one in its region of Division 7, despite having played just once in 3 weeks. A staggered eye formation look. And here's the ball given on the play to Hackett. Hackett stays on his feet. He's got a wedge up front. He won't go down. He pounds down to about the 14 or 15-yard line. He's got first down yardage and then some. Newark Catholic's offensive line, made up of the young man I just noted for you, getting the job done. Fort Loramie being pushed off the ball. First and 10, green wave. Ball marked for play, yes, right at the 15. Receiver split left. One back, Hackett, behind the quarterback Hutchison in the spread. Man in motion. Hackett gets the nod. Juke move in the offensive backfield, and he slices for about four. New line of scrimmage will be the 11. Second down and six for the Green Wave, who've chewed up nearly 4 minutes on this game opening drive.
Well, we talked about don't let them run the ball, don't let them control the clock, and first possession, running the ball and controlling the clock.
The fleet of receivers for Newark Catholic include Joe Stanley, Grant Moore, who can fly, along with Kyle Langenbrunner. He is very quick on his wheels as well. They have not been utilized, not needed. Here's Hutchison, though, to throw. Looks in the middle of the end zone. No one there. Has a man wide open, left flat. It's Hackett. He's off and running, barreling to the goal line, plunging in for the touchdown. Uncovered, Hackett in the left flat.
He was ignored, wide open.
You saw that coming. He went in motion. How does nobody pick him up? And there was nobody close to him.
Nope. The Green Wave quarterback could not believe it. His eyes lit up when he saw Hackett available behind the line of scrimmage out to his left. He delivered it right on the money. And in stride, Hackett reeled it in and strolled into the end zone. Here is the extra point kick by Newark Catholic. It is up and away by Jose Lopez, and it is perfect. It's through. He doesn't kick field goals or kickoffs, but handles the PATs. Jose Lopez, perfect on the year now, 7-4-7. 7:54 to go, first quarter. Newark Catholic Green Wave, one possession and a touchdown, leading Fort Loramie 7-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
This is Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com, and it's 105.5 FM in Sydney. Newark Catholic with a fine drive to start the game. Marching about 60 yards, needing 4 minutes off the clock. Extra point was good. Fine screen pass in the left flat, covered about 11 yards for the TD. Kickoff by Ryan Ricardo of Newark Catholic is through the end zone. Newark Catholic with very good special teams, and it's excelling so far. Fort Loramie starts 1st and 10 from its own 20-yard line, down 7-0. The Redskins need not panic. Entire playbook is at their disposal. Going to have to run the ball some to set up the pass. This Newark Catholic defense, which aligns itself in a 4-2-5 format, will probably try to do some tricky blitzing to get into the backfield and unnerve quarterback Caleb Maurer for Fort Loramie. Maurer at the helm, 1st and 10, 20-yard line. Handoff, right guard, Will Holland puts his head down and blasts for two. 2nd down, 8, Redskins at their own 22-yard line. Holland and Darren Eilerman will be the two running backs tonight for Fort Loramie. Of course, Maurer at quarterback, tight end Isaac Ratterman, fine receiver. Other wideouts include Logan Eilerman for Fort Loramie and Christian McGee along with Ethan Kaiser. Here is Caleb Maurer back to pass. He throws a long high arching bomb cross field, midfield strike in front of the Catholic bench. Caught! Great reception, Redskins. I think it was Logan Eilerman. I'm not sure, Chuck. We're looking right smack dab into the sun. Caleb Maurer threw that football a good 50 yards in the air. It was a high floating spiral, and Eilerman beat the cornerback and the safety for Newark Catholic, hauled it in at the 45-yard line. He was tracked out of bounds at the 37. Wow, what a play.
Yeah, I mean, a great throw and a great catch. They had a lot of coverage on him.
And it went for about 41 yards. Deep drop, but Caleb Maurer steps up in the pocket, being pursued, fires late over the middle. Yes, between the hash marks, it's caught. Downfield, about 12 or 13 yards, hauled in by Isaac Ratterman. The tight end for the Redskins slipped between two linebackers and reeled in the forward pass. Keep in mind, last year, 81 points between these two teams. As I noted for the Sydney Daily News this week, I said this could be a 5-touchdown-to-4-score game, maybe even 6 TDs to 5. We're off and running. First and 10, Fort Loramie, 24 in Newark Catholic. Big, deep drop by the quarterback, Caleb Maurer. He's a good 15 yards behind the line, and he throws it at the feet of an offensive back who is blocking for him. It is ruled incomplete. It is second and 10. That was an aborted play. Fine coverage in the secondary by the Green Wave.
It was supposed to be a middle screen, and Newark was not fooled in the least.
Head coach Ryan Aiello of Newark Catholic said, "We just simply could not replicate the screens, the crossing throws, the vertical passing game of Fort Loramie during practices this week. Just too tough to do." Snap to Caleb Maurer. He takes a step to the right, makes a late pitch, and the running play is upended after a short advance. Maybe line of scrimmage for Will Holland, and that's it. Good play by Newark Catholic as submarining Holland was Braden Arrett. Very good defensive lineman. Langenbrunner assisted. So that's two plays, netting a minus one, an incompletion, and a loss of 2 feet on that play. Third down. More than 10 to go for a first down at the Newark Catholic 25. Maurer in the pocket with plenty of time. Now he's chased out, running to the sideline. Overthrows a receiver deep in the corner of the end zone. That one had no chance. And Newark Catholic's defense rises tall, stands pat, and forces a fourth and more than 10 for Fort Loramie just outside the Newark Catholic 25. Last three plays, this 4-2-5 defensive setup for Newark Catholic has given the Redskins difficulty. Fort Loramie going for it, as you would expect. Two receivers right, two to the left. Holland alongside the quarterback, Maurer, who takes the snap 6 yards behind the line, looks middle of the field. He's going to sprint out to the left. He's got an avenue. He's dashing hard for the first down. He's got 8 yards, 10. He's down the sideline. Look at him go. Caleb Maurer just short of the end zone. What a run by Caleb. He took it 22 yards. He started a good 8 or 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage. He actually ran 35 or 40, Chuck. Coach Aiello of Newark Catholic said to me this week, "We fear Caleb Maurer's arm. He can throw it from any arm slot, 40, 50 yards down the field, and we fear his legs."
Well, he did a nice job. He rolled out to the left. There was absolutely nobody out there. It was a terrific run.
What a sprint by Maurer for 21 yards. The ball just inside the five, and a timeout is called on the field. 5:03 to go in the first quarter. Newark Catholic put 7 on the board on its first drive. Fort Loramie trying to answer. More than halfway through the opening stanza. First and goal, Redskins, when we come back. Newark Catholic 7, Fort Loramie nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
A new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, the Anna Market. Are you looking for an extraordinary dining experience at home? Well, the Anna Market is at your service. You see, Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts to offer an extraordinary eating experience at home. And the Anna Market is the only market around that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Yep, the very best for the very best like you. More about the Anna Market in a moment. First and 5 for Fort Loramie. 5-yard line of Newark Catholic. Snap to Maurer. Late handoff up the middle. It's Holland. Tries to go outside right tackle, and he's popped. Might have lost a yard. He was leveled. Play was red, but Newark Catholic. Redskins didn't get it done up front. Langenbrunner knocked the runner, Holland, off his pins. No gain. 2nd and 5, Fort Loramie. Again at the Newark Catholic 5-yard line. Green Wave 7, Redskins nothing. 4.5 to go, first quarter. Two receivers to the left for Caleb Maurer. Howland next to him. Short drop, but Caleb in the pocket, being chased out of it. He may run. He's back at the 15, the 10, angling down toward the goal line near the pylon. He's flushed backwards. Forward progress may be the one. Third and goal at the 1 yard line. Yep, Chairman's Reserve meets top quality at the Anna Market. Furthermore, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And for your entree from the Anna Market, choose from the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. Third and goal from the 2 for Fort Loramie, trying to tie this game up. Here's Caleb Maurer giving on the play to Holland. Holland stood up at the 1, trying to push forward. Progress might have gotten him to the 1. That's it. It's going to be fourth and goal for Fort Loramie. Enormous play coming up early in this game. Fourth down from about 4 feet out. Yep, Newark Catholic has owned the line of scrimmage, Chuck, on rushing plays by the Redskins.
Well, right now, Loramie's a little predictable. They need to put somebody in motion. They need to do something besides just handing off into the line.
Here we go, fourth and goal, Fort Loramie. 1 yard line of Newark Catholic. We played 7 minutes opening quarter. 7-0, Newark Catholic in the lead. Snap back to Caleb Maurer at the 9 yard line. It's a low snap. Hands it off to the ball carrier, who doesn't make it. He's stalled at the 2. And the Green Wave take over with a terrific goal line stand. Give Newark Catholic all the credit in the world.
Well, Maurer bobbled the snap, and it threw the timing off, but I don't think it was going to be a play for a touchdown anyway.
Nope, not well blocked by Fort Loramie, and it was stuffed at the line of scrimmage by Newark. Again, between the marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef at the Anna Market and the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork at the Anna Market, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve meats guarantee an excellent eating experience. Dine at home, make it extraordinary. Shop at the Anna Market, serving the very best for the best like you. First and 10, Newark Catholic, their own 2. They give it to Hackett. Hackett outside right tackle. Got a yard, then he was shoved backward. It was not Hackett, it was Langenbrunner. Good stop in there by Fort Loramie's Calvin Hoying. Second down and 10, officially no gain on the play. Well, we'll see if the sophomore quarterback is given a play that requires a forward pass down here, Chuck.
I'd be surprised, especially with the running backs that they have.
Hackett is in the tailback position, well behind the quarterback. Hutchison is under center. Hackett's about 4 or 5 yards deep in the end zone here. Momentary delay with 2:25 to go in the first quarter. Newark Catholic 7 and Fort Loramie nothing. Thanks so much to our Fort Loramie game sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie sporting event that we cover on scoresbroadcast.com. And they include M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Under center Hutchison, second down and 9. Give the ball carrier a yard in the last play. Pre-snap foul coming up. Maybe movement against Newark Catholic, or is it offsides against Fort Loramie?
I think Loramie jumped.
Second time in this game, the Redskins have been guilty.
You can't afford to give them easy yards down here at the goal line.
Here on scoresbroadcast.com, gratitude to Germain Cars in Sydney, Beaver Creek, and Dublin for great selection of so many different makes and models. It's plain and simple. It's Germain. Spherion Staffing and Recruiting, offices from Dayton to Lima, including Sydney and St. Mary's. Spherion, it works. Go to applyohio.com. Second and 3 after the 5-yard penalty. Toss sweep to the left by Newark Catholic, and the running play is slowed down in front of the 10-yard line. Being tackled is Hackett at the 9, at least a couple shy of the first down stake. Third down and 2. Crucial possession play for Newark Catholic. Final 1:40 of the first quarter. Newark Catholic 7, Fort Loramie nothing. In addition, thanks to Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and other Ohio cities and 6 states, associates at Precision Strip do the exceptional. Guess who gets the call? It's Hackett. Nothing inside. He goes outside. He gets the corner turned. He beats the Redskins to the sideline, and he rumbles for about 10 or 12. Mason Hackett doing his thing. Nothing off guard, Chuck. Nothing off tackle, Chuck. But
nope.
He sprinted to the outside, and he skirted the edge. First and 10, Newark Catholic. New line of scrimmage for the Green Wave is very close to the 20-yard line. Call it the 19. As we approach 1 minute to go here in the first quarter. Good vision by Hackett on that last play.
Boy, I tell you, you said before I saw him that he reminded me of a bowling ball. He's 5'8", 195 pounds with quickness and strength.
Yep. And he torched Fort Loramie last year for 145 on the ground. He gets the knot again, right up the gut, breaks a tackle, makes a man miss. He romps to the far sideline, pushed out of bounds after gaining 9 or 10. And that's going to be the M.O. for Newark Catholic. Run the ball, hopefully get a second or third and short. Gain on the play of about 7 as the ball carrier hit the side stripe sooner than I thought. Second down and a long 2, close to 3 to go for Newark Catholic inside the Green Wave 30. Two receivers split left. Hutchison takes the snap, raises up to throw. It's a delayed handoff in the offensive backfield, and the Redskins stop it cold. Superb penetration by Fort Loramie, Chuck.
That was Ratterman. Nice job.
Isaac puts Newark Catholic in a little bit of a hole. Third down and 2.5 or 3 to go for a first down. Ball carrier got close to the line of scrimmage. Final 36 seconds, opening period. Newark Catholic leads 7-0. Well, Fort Loramie needs to get its defense off the field right here. Clock winding down, 20, 19, 18. Here's Hutchison in the spread. Fires a bullet sideline pass to the first down marker across the field in front of the Greenway bench, and I think it's ruled incomplete. It hit the ground.
Darren Eilerman put a hand in there and knocked the pass away at the last second. Nice play.
Intended for Grant Moore, the speedy receiver on the outside for Newark Catholic. He ran an outcut right to the first down marker, but Hutchison couldn't get it to him. Knee level, it was on the ground. Eilerman got a hand in there. It was 16.3 to go here in the first quarter of play. Hackett, the running back, is back in punt formation at his own 15-yard line. And he gets it away, end over end, and Fort Loramie will have to let it hit. It lights on the ground around the 50-yard line. Chuck, I'm looking right into the sun. I can't tell where it bounced.
I think it's... Yeah, let's see, where are they marking it?
10 seconds to go in the first quarter.
My God, they're slow.
Redskins possession down 7-0.
Looks like about the 38th where they're going to mark it.
It took a good hop for Newark Catholic at the end. Redskins start inside their 40. This game not beginning like last year's at Newark's White Stadium when the Redskins put points on the board on their first three possessions. Leading 7-0, 14-6, and 21-13. Fort Loramie, on its first drive of the game, punched it all the way down to the 5-yard line, but was stopped at the 1 on fourth down. Here's Caleb Maurer, last play, opening quarter, looks to throw, fires down the middle of the field. A leaping catch is made at the Newark Catholic 32.
Eilerman.
Wow. Logan Eilerman skied for the ball. And he beat the two deep backs for Newark Catholic. First and 10 at the 32 for Fort Loramie. Terrific forward pass play down the middle. Maurer to Logan Eilerman. It concludes the first quarter. Redskins trail. Newark Catholic up 7-0 on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5 FM in Sydney.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This is scores broadcast.com and it's 105.5 FM in Sydney. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Second quarter underway. First and 10 Fort Laramie at the Newark Catholic 33. The Redskins run Darren Eilerman in the offensive backfield. Stutter step. He falls forward 4-1. Second down and 9. Redskins passing game has whipped its running game so far by a mile.
Yeah, 7 carries, 25 yards for the Redskins.
Yeah, Fort Laramie has found Newark Catholic's pass defense to be vulnerable so far in this game. On 2nd and 8, you'd think Fort Laramie would pitch it down the field. Line of scrimmage, the Green Wave 31. Maurer has Eilerman alongside. Uh-oh, the snap goes over Caleb Maurer's head. He's got no choice but to fall on it. Way back at the 43-yard line. There is a late flag. Roughness, unsportsmanlike conduct?
Calvin Hoing went up and just blasted somebody standing there in the backfield.
Oh, it was
stupid.
It was on Fort Laramie.
Yeah, stupid.
Wow. Redskins shooting themselves in the foot. Bad snap from center over the head of Caleb Maurer. And then to boot, as the play was winding up, a personal foul against the Redskins who retreat all the way back to their own 44-yard line. Make it to 46 officially. 11:17 to go here in the second quarter of play. And it's going to be second down for the Redskins and a mile to go for a first down. They must get the ball all the way down to about the 25-yard line. Fort Laramie rolling out right. Running play to the far sideline, then a short pass at the last second up over the 50. Complete. Redskins get a chunk of it back. 1 minute gone here in the second quarter. Yep, Redskins went all the way down the field to the 25, then had to backpedal following a big loss on a play from scrimmage and a 15-yard walk-off against Fort Laramie for unsportsmanlike conduct. New line of scrimmage, the Newark Catholic 46. And it's fourth down for Fort Laramie. And 23 yards to go for a first down. And in to do the punting is Spencer Knopf for Fort Laramie, who took over the punting after 1 week for Caleb Maurer. He's only booted it once. And a timeout is called on the field. 90 seconds gone in the second quarter and before the Fort Laramie punt from around the 50. Early on in the second quarter, we'll take a break. Redskins trail Newark Catholic 7-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107. And Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts in Anna. Make your life easy at home or at the campground with a street-legal golf cart from Brunson. Here's the kick by Knopf of Fort Loramie. It's a high archer. Hits on the ground at the 20. Ooh, it takes a reverse bounce, helping Newark Catholic, rolling across the 25 to about the 28.
That punt was would have been 3 yards short of getting them their first down if they could have counted the yardage.
Yeah, the net yardage on the punt, Chuck, was only about 30 or so. And the Green Wave start first and 10 from their own 28-yard line. 10:21 to go in the second quarter. And Fort Loramie trails 7-0. Green Wave to the line of scrimmage. Passing formation. Trips to the near side. Quarterback Hutchison is by himself. Empty backfield. Man in motion gets the call. Gaping hole for Hackett. Look at him go. Right through the middle. Barreling. 15 yards. 20. He's to the 50. Busts another tackler. And he's downed at the 46 of Fort Loramie. Mason Hackett putting on a show already here tonight for Newark Catholic.
Well, the offensive line for Newark Catholic is having their way with Loramie's defense right now.
And we touted the Green Wave offensive five, tackle to tackle, several minutes ago. We'll highlight them once again for you. The center, Tanner Wirt. The guards, Kyle Wright and Nate Willis. The tackles, Braden Arrett and Connor Wright. From the Fort Loramie 46, first and 10 for the Green Wave. Fake inside handoff, ball looped down the right side of the field. Wide open receiver, nobody around. Catches at the 20, makes a man miss. Still on his feet, Langenbrunner is in for the touchdown. And the play covers about 46 or 7 yards. Well disguised, but Newark Catholic, it was a beauty. Fort Loramie was fooled. Nobody in the area of Langenbrunner. He lined up in the slot on the right. He's got good speed, but Fort Loramie simply did not account for him.
Yeah, I'm not real sure. I mean, they got a good pressure on the quarterback, but it was a flanker screen.
Hutchison for Langenbrunner for the 6. Here's the extra point try by Jose Lopez, and it's a poor one, a low line drive boot that hits the upright right where it meets the crossbar. It's no good. Kerplunk. It wasn't artistic, almost crawled over, did not make it. That could be an important PAT. Keep in mind, last year when these two teams played, it was a one-point thriller, a lot of missed extra points in that game. One Manure Catholic, 41-40. 9:29 to go in the second quarter, all Newark Catholic so far. Green Wave 13, Fort Loramie nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether you're looking for your first home or your next home, refinancing your current home, or building your dream home, the experts at Osgood Bank can help make it happen. With rates remaining near historic lows, right now is the time to act. Don't wait for rates to go up. Apply online today at osgoodbank.com or give us a call toll-free at 888-607-7640. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
And thank you so much here on ScoresBroadcast.com to Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at VictrusHealth.com. You are treated individually with functional medicine. And Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney, serving families with dignity and respect. Phone 937-492-5130. Here's the kickoff return by Fort Loramie. Dropped at the 10-yard line. Redskins recovered about the 15 or 16. Boy, mistakes creeping into this game for Fort Loramie. Yeah. Penalties, poor rushing attack so far. Forgotten receivers downfield. Newark Catholic running wide open. The drop kickoff right there.
Just silly penalties. Penalties that are really affecting them.
First and 10, Fort Loramie, line of scrimmage, Redskins 16. Fort Loramie capable of going 75, 80 yards down the field, but you simply don't want to have to do that each time you touch the ball. Line of scrimmage inside the 20 at the 16. Fort Loramie running middle of the field. Minimal gain. This Newark Catholic interior defense has been mighty stout. Will Holland for three. Second down and seven for Fort Loramie. 3 minutes gone. Second quarter. Newark Catholic up 13-0.
Senior leads Pickwa 7-0 in the first quarter.
Once again, so many thanks on scoresbroadcast.com to these Fort Loramie game sponsors. They include Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. In the pocket, Caleb Maurer at the 10, slings it toward the right sideline. Newark Catholic is all over Holland, who catches it 3 yards downfield. He's wrapped up immediately. Good tackle by Grant Moore of Newark Catholic. It's going to be third and two for the Redskins. Line of scrimmage is the 28-yard line. 8:20 left. It's the second quarter of play. Newark Catholic 13, Fort Loramie nothing. Two receivers left. Maurer in the spread. Takes the snap. Fakes the inside handoff and keeps. He tries to get around the edge. He's cornered in the offensive backfield, and he's flattened. A loss of five. Caleb Maurer was hemmed in. Diagnosed beautifully by Newark Catholic, which forces another punt. And Newark Catholic continues to dominate this game. Fort Loramie in deep punt formation. Spencer Knopf back around his 10. Newark Catholic promises to get very good field position, already leading 13-0. Good snap from center. Kick is away. Spiral floating, hitting at the 42 of Newark. Takes a bounce for Loramie, then takes a bounce for Newark. It's dead at the 40-yard line. Good field position for the Green Wave.
Good job by Ratterman to keep an eye on that, because Hackett was getting ready to pick that ball up if nobody was paying attention to it.
He's sneaky and very good, as he has shown. Looking for work? Well, you can let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, Spherion is hiring for many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates, who earn up to $24 per hour. No mask mandate, GED not required. Spherion, with 20 offices throughout Ohio, as Hackett breaks loose again. Look at him go. He shakes a tackler, another one. He is down the sideline, bolting to the 40 of Fort Loramie, firing to the 30, on all cylinders to the 20, knocked out of bounds at the 19. Mason Hackett, every single thing as advertised. Well, for our preview story in the Sydney Daily News, we highlighted Hackett. We talked about him in the pregame, and it was all worth it because he's the show tonight. First and 10, Newark Catholic at the 19. How many yards for Hackett already, Chuck?
I'm not sure, but he's got to be over 100 for sure.
He had 145 against Fort Loramie last year. Receiver flanked 15 yards far left. Hutchison in the spread. Pitches back to Hackett again. He's tight roping the near sideline. Does he go out of bounds? Does he stay in bounds? He steps on the sideline in the area of the 10. Did manage to dart down to the 1 or 2, but it's brought back at the 10 or 9. Gain on the play of very close to 10 yards. Second down and 1 for Newark Catholic, just inside the 10 of Fort Loramie.
I think they called it first and goal.
Did they?
Yep,
sure did. In fact, the ball is not at the 9. It is at the 8. Previous line of scrimmage, the 19, so he picked up 11. Goal to go, Green Wave. Man in motion, Langenbrenner. Give to Hackett again, right guard. This time he is piled up, nowhere to go. Second and goal, Green Wave. 6:25 to go, second quarter. 13-0, Newark Catholic leads. Remember, Spherion's got 20 offices for you throughout Ohio, including offices in Sydney, Bell Fountain, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lyman, Findlay. Go to applyohio.com. Register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, it works. It'll work for you. We played half the second quarter. Fort Loramie trailing 13-0. Sun beginning to set behind the far side Newark Catholic stands. On the west side of the Fort Loramie Stadium. Two receivers left. Hutchison in the offensive backfield. Flares a screen to Hackett, who is in motion. He catches at the 17. Fort Loramie nearly picked it off. Hackett, though, caught it. And he rambled down to about the 5, the 4, stacked up there. Third and goal, green wave inside the Fort Loramie 5. Redskins came close to a pick 6, but it just did not happen.
That was great concentration by Hackett because it went right through the Fort Loramie kid's hands, and he still made the catch.
Mason Hackett has been Mr. Everything for the Green Wave here tonight. He is tormenting Fort Loramie, without a doubt. Two receivers left, two to the right. Hutchison rolling to the wide side, on the run, throws to a receiver. He catches at the goal line. He is drilled in the back. Knocked to the 2. The official says it was possession right on the goal line stripe. Touchdown ruled for the Green Wave. I think that's a good call.
Referee was right on that. It's hard to argue from up here.
19-0 Newark Catholic. Not sure who hauled it in. Might have been Langenbrunner for Newark Catholic, which has a 3-touchdown lead. They are blowing out Fort Loramie. Extra point try by Jose Lopez is like the first one. Perfect center cut right down the middle. Newark Catholic 20, Fort Loramie nothing. Nobody thought the margin would be like this in the first half. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to 3 Rushi sponsors. So many thanks to Superior Aluminum, the Francis Schulze Company, and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It's the gem of Rushi. The Jewelry Barn will make your gift ideas come to life. And we say hello here on scoresbroadcast.com to Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. And Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, the Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. And the kickoff by Newark Catholic, run back by Fort Loramie in the vicinity of the...
Kicked it out of bounds.
It was kicked out of bounds,
yep.
So that's a break for the Redskins, who by rule, will get the ball, what, up at the 35-yard line. But the only thing Newark Catholic's done wrong all night is take the kick off and smack it out of bounds.
Coldwater leads Anna 22-7 in the second quarter.
4:55 to go here till halftime. It is 20-0 in favor of Newark Catholic over Fort Loramie. Thought it would be more like 21-20 at this point in time, but the Redskins have just shot themselves in the foot far too often.
Well, they got the first and goal from the 5, and they could put no points on the board.
Here's Caleb Bauer throwing a long bomb. Wide open receiver downfield at the Newark 25, and he dropped it. Wow. That was a big 50-yard gainer for sure, and maybe if a tackle has slipped, it's a touchdown.
Yeah, you got to catch that first and then think about running. You can see his eyes kind of turn as the ball got to his hands.
Tell you what, Chuck, the Fort Loramie mistakes are 8, 9, 10 long already in this game.
Yeah, I mean, they score on their first possession, which they should have, and now they had the ball no worse than at the 25 first down.
Penalties, dropped passes, missed tackles. Here's Maurer to throw again from the 35. Slingshot over the middle. Receiver catches up over the 45-yard line to the 48. Well done to Isaac Ratterman, the tight end, who angled across the middle Well, Newark Catholic has not slowed down Fort Laramie's passing game, but the Redskins have given up 20 points. And offensively, yeah, the Redskins have gone two steps forward, three steps backward.
Well, the last drive, they drove it down the field, a bad snap, a silly penalty, and boom, the drive was over.
4:24 to go here in the first half. Redskins run it right up the gut, and that's a first down to the 40-yard line of Newark Catholic. That was Will Holland. He plunged through the middle. And the offensive line for the Redskins got the job done. Ball marked for play at the 39 of Newark Catholic. 4 minutes even to go, second quarter. It's been a quickly played first half. Unlike last year up at Newark, wow, the first half took well over an hour. Receivers left and right for the Redskins, who may be signaling a timeout, or does Newark Catholic take it? Nonetheless, a break. 3:53 to go till halftime. Newark Catholic 20, Fort Laramie nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
And we say thank you here on scoresbroadcast.com to Jackson Center Pro Hardware in Jackson Center and now in Greenville, and Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center, plus Meyer's Tavern in Bodkins. First and 10, Fort Laramie, 39 of Newark Catholic. Redskins run it wide, no gain. Caleb Maurer kept the ball around left end, and he was spied on that time. Very good tackle by Langenbrunner of Newark Catholic. He has been stellar. Kyle Langenbrunner missed last year, or at least most of it, with an injury. 5'11", 185-pound senior. He is stellar. Second and 10, Fort Laramie, 3:23 to go, second quarter, 20-0, Newark Catholic. Two receivers to the right, low snap to Maurer. He's in trouble, being pursued, 15 yards behind the line. Long pass down the field, near the pylon at the goal line, out of play. No good, incomplete.
That's amazing arm strength right there. He's on the run, and without getting himself squared, he just threw the ball 55 yards in the air.
And not wind-aided at all. There is very little breeze. Third and 10, Fort Laramie. Newark Catholic has been able to stiffen at the right time tonight and force Fort Laramie into some third and lengthy situations. All the way down to 3 minutes to go in the first half. 20-0, Newark Catholic. Caleb Maurer back at the 46, retreats to the 48. He wants to throw, pocket collapsing, and he is smeared. Back at the 43-yard line. Fourth and 14 for Fort Laramie. I don't know if the Redskins, Chuck, can afford to go for it, not make it, and give the Green Wave the ball this far out toward the center of the field.
I don't disagree with you, but it looks to me like they're either going to go for it or they're going to try to get him to jump off sides.
The new line of scrimmage is the 41. Oh, a late flag, a roughness call at the end of the play against Newark Catholic, and it is walked off against the Green Wave. Fort Laramie says, we'll take it. It's going to be a first and 10 Redskins at the 28-yard line of the Green Wave. A break goes Fort Laramie's way.
I didn't see that, but we'll take it.
Redskins have committed a lot of mistakes so far in this game. And Newark Catholic, a serious one right there, giving Fort Laramie a new set of four downs inside the Green Wave 30. 2.5 to go in the first half. Redskins run it between left tackle and guard. And the ball carrier, Holland, stretches out to the 25. He carved out 3, second down and 7. 20-0 Newark Catholic in the lead. We near the 2-minute mark. Late first half of action. Maurer in the spread, Holland alongside. Logan Eilerman split 5 yards to the left. Hand off to Holland to the line of scrimmage. And a little shake and bake, angling to the outside. Caught downfield at about the 22 or 3. Setting up third down and at least 3 to go for a first down for the Redskins. A minute 45 to go here in the first half. One timeout left for Fort Loramie. 2 for Newark Catholic. Redskins to the line of scrimmage. Maurer back at the 28, showing blitz, Newark Catholic. 5 defenders in the box. Now 7. Here comes pressure. Running play, Redskins. Holland, right tackle, sprints to the outside, makes a man miss, stays afloat, and he hammers down to the 13. Good run, Will Holland. First down, Fort Loramie. 1 minute to go, first half. 20-0, Newark Catholic. Fort Loramie, Chuck, needs this score in the very worst way.
Yep, they get the ball to start the second half, so that's what they got. They got to score here and build on that.
Right. Two receivers to the left for the quarterback, Maurer. He's back at the 23, and the C opens up in the middle of the field. He's going to run it. No, he makes a late pass over the middle. It's in the end zone. Do the Green Wave make the intercept? They do. Wow. Caleb Maurer had an open alley. Looked like he could have run it for 10 or 15, maybe to the end zone, and he pitched it late over the middle. That's when bad things happen. An easy intercept by Newark Catholic, and that drive of Fort Loramie is thwarted. And Newark Catholic will take over at the 20-yard line and will probably just take a couple of knees right here, Chuck. Wow. Fort Loramie has moved the ball up and down the field, but for every 2 steps forward, they've gone 3 in reverse.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, but you don't see a Fort Loramie team make these kind of mistakes normally. Especially not in the fourth game of the year.
And the official winds up the clock. Newark Catholic is over center at its own 20. Play clock's at 23. Scoreboard clock at 24. Newark Catholic is not real anxious to snap it. There's maybe a couple of seconds difference. First half is going to close out with Newark Catholic leading Fort Loramie by a count of 20-0. 20-0. The Green Wave over the Redskins. We've got a 3-minute radio station break upcoming. A 3-minute radio station break is next. All Green Wave, which came to Fort Loramie, long trip, and were ready to play. Too many errors committed by the Redskins. A mistake-filled night for Fort Loramie, which is down by 3 touchdowns at the halftime break. 3-minute radio station break is next. This is ScoresBroadcast.com and Hits 105.5 in Sydney.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a 1 square mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in 6 states.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal-cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, and Hits 105.5 FM in Sydney. And by the way, thanks to our radio sponsors here tonight, CarStar in Sydney, Piqua and Troy, and Sydney Chiropractic. Our anchor underwriting sponsors on ScoresBroadcast.com include the following: American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, which sponsors our halftime, Your Amazing Glass Connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. And don't forget, here on ScoresBroadcast.com, our other halftime sponsor, which is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. Thanks as well to Airstream in Jackson Center. Expand your career. Join the growing team at Airstream. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A. Your number one agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High-quality furniture, priced right. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy. And delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County. And in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake, do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. SecureCom in Minster, online at securecom.com, S-E-C-U-R-com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, Hits 105.5 FM in Sydney. Our halftime brought to you by AAG Inc. and Schnipple Construction. Chuck, it is all Newark Catholic. Having played just one game this season so far, this club is in playoff form tonight, and Fort Loramie continues to perform a mistake-filled contest.
Yeah, I mean, that last turnover was huge. I mean, when you score, okay, you make it 20-7, you get the ball, you got some excitement at halftime. Now you have no excitement, and it's going to have to be generated by the coaching staff. Loramie ran the ball 16 times for only 49 yards. Maurer was 6 of 11 for 113 yards and one big interception. 162 total yards for the Redskins. Eight first downs, one turnover. For Newark Catholic, they ran the ball 16 times for 136 yards. Their sophomore quarterback was 5 of 6 for 71 yards and 3 touchdowns. They had 207 total yards in the first half. 8 first downs, just like Loramie, did not turn the ball over in the first half.
And what do the Redskins have to do, Chuck? Take the second half kickoff, get points, and get a stop.
Well, I mean, that is all they can do. If they score, you know, I mean, they got a shot. But
right.
I don't know. I don't know how you stop making mistakes. It starts becoming kind of like a snowball downhill.
And they have made made a mistake at least one in every category possible.
Oh, yeah.
Dropping passes.
Haven't fumbled yet.
Haven't fumbled. You're right. 20-0 Newark Catholic here at halftime, which has been brought to you by Schnipple Construction and AAG Inc. on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookin's Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookin's family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookin's. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
And welcome back to Fort Loramie High School. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We are here at the half of Week 4 Friday Night Football on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5 FM. Newark Catholic 20, Fort Loramie nothing. Every time Fort Loramie's taken two or three steps forward, they've gone three or four in reverse. Just too many mistakes. And Newark Catholic has excelled here tonight and is blistering Fort Loramie 20 to zip. Redskins receive the second half kickoff, need to score and get a stop and make this game interesting quickly in the second half before it starts to get away from them. Very privileged to have with me here at the half Jeff Sanders, Fort Loramie High School baseball coach. He's completed 5 years, year number six coming up. We were talking just a few minutes ago, Jeff, about the Major League Baseball rules changes. They've come out this week, effective next year. Two infielders to the left of second base, two infielders to the right of second base, everybody on the dirt at the time of the pitch, 15 seconds between pitches, 20 if there are men on. I'm not really sure if that's improving the game all that much. It's going to make it a hitter's game, maybe lengthen the games rather than shorten them. I don't know. I'm no expert. You are.
Well, yeah, I don't know what they're doing. I mean, they've already implemented the DH in the National League.
Right.
And took the pitcher away batting. So, you know, just when you thought they couldn't do anything stupider, you know, they mess up a great game. So,
right.
I don't know. Maybe they'll rethink it and they'll tweak it and realize after a year that it was a bad idea. Maybe go back. I don't know. Maybe yeah. They won't.
A tremendous atmosphere here tonight at Fort Loramie. It's like a regional tournament game, and who knows, these two teams could be playing again in the middle or late part of November in a playoff contest. Love the ceremony before the game tonight. Your dad was present for it, involved. Tell the listeners all about what happened pregame here at Fort Loramie tonight.
Yeah, I have two sons in the program right now, a senior and a sophomore. So what they do is every player gets to honor a family friend or a relative, whether it's a grandfather or uncle.
Right.
On the field before the game, they act as a honoree for each player, and my dad was out there, and it was good to see a lot of the guys that I see around town getting honored. It was a really good ceremony. They've been doing it for a few years now, and it's always a great night.
Extremely well received. Tremendous round of applause. Maybe more so than any one given play turned in by Fort Loramie in the first half. Hasn't been a Redskins night on the field. Still time to change that around. Back in 2018, Redskins went all the way, won the state championship in baseball. And as I recall, you and Coach Harlemert at Coldwater were in the state Final Four. You beat Mike Wiss's Minster team in the regional. You, Mike, Coach Harlemert, all University of Dayton grads and baseball players at UD.
Yeah, that's kind of cool how we all ended up back in these spots. So, and there's even more former UD players in the area too.
Right.
They're just not coaches, but it was some of the best memories going to school with those guys, playing ball with those guys. You know, it's certainly a special fraternity. I still, you know, obviously we see those guys around town at clinics, at little league tournaments, and it was a pretty cool feeling to be around those guys.
Newark Catholic here tonight, of course, playing Fort Loramie on the gridiron. And Newark Catholic has been the opponent of the likes of Fort Loramie, Rushi, Minster in the baseball tournament in the past several seasons. And to tell you what, the schools in this area, including the Redskins and Rushi, have had Newark Catholic's number on the baseball diamond.
Yeah, you know, I can't explain it. You know, I was at the games, the Fort Laramie games in 07 and 10, and, you know, they just, you know, you get it done, you execute. And,
right.
You put them in positions to make mistakes or whatnot. But, yeah, I was talking to a guy up here in the booth who's from Newark, and they drove in, and their route took them through New Bremen and Minster and Laramie, and they were kind of like, I couldn't realize how much close vicinity all these towns are. I said, well, you're forgetting Marion Local's just another 10 miles on the other side of Minster, and Rushi's about 7 miles that way. He's like, really? Yeah. Like, so it's pretty cool when other schools from the state start to understand the talent and the accomplishments of the teams around here.
Can you imagine if those schools comprised one big high school team?
Sure, yeah, right. So, yeah, but, it's some pretty impressive the success the teams around here have had.
Hey, why do small school sports flourish so well in this part of Ohio? My goodness, it's a superb year in, year out. The work ethic, the teamwork, the spirit, the tradition, it's remarkable, impressive.
Yeah, I think, you know, in my travels, I help coach at other places, and I think the big thing is getting that buy-in and getting the players,
yes,
and not just the players, but, you know, support around the team,
right?
Whether it's administration, whether it's the parents, whether it's community, but that support is a driving force,
yes.
And it's the buy-in that you get from the players. You know, we don't have players missing practice because they got to get a haircut, you know, which I hear about from other schools and bigger schools and schools not in this area. But, you know, it's kind of funny to hear that frustration exists for other schools, but we get complete buy-in, and we've been fortunate. Kids will run through a wall here for you. That's great.
Well, if I use the haircut excuse, it wouldn't work because I've got 13 strands. Jeff Sanders, baseball coach at Fort Laramie, our guest here at the half. Fort Laramie trails Newark Catholic 20-0. We're about 5 or 6 minutes away from our second half kickoff. Have to talk to you about coaching high school baseball. You're down in the third base coaching box as the head coach. Each and every batter, each and every inning, you're on an island down there by yourself. How far ahead do you have to think? 2, 3, 4 batters? I mean, what's going through your mind down there? Wow, I couldn't do it. I couldn't be a third base coach in baseball.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is sometimes since you're over there and we're in the first base dugout here, before I even leave the dugout, the inning to go out to third, I talk to a coach about, you know, if so-and-so gets on, we're going to do this, or if our, the fifth batter up, for example, gets on, we're going to do this. So sometimes I prepare it like that, but, you know, it's hard because sometimes you got to yell way over from third base or to first base and they can't hear you. And you're given a number with your fingers, like put number 2 in for whatever, 3 in, and they can't see who you're talking about. And, you know, it's just like, it's just part of the duties of a head coach is that you're going to have to think ahead.
And I love high school baseball because you bunt and move runners to manufacture runs. In the major leagues, you have to hit it out of the park to score.
Right. You know, and funny thing is I think in the last 2 weeks, I actually saw about 3 bunts in Major League Baseball just watching. And I don't know why that is, but it was exciting.
Yes.
You know, you'd think, why wouldn't they do that more often?
Yep.
Because it was pretty impressive to see a bunt put down and they beat it out. But
3 in a week, that's a record.
It might be. And I thought I was watching a Twilight Zone or something. But, it is what it is. The game has changed.
Jeff Sanders, head coach, baseball, Fort Laramie, enjoyed it so much here at the half. And give me an update on the family. Your son graduated a year ago. Where's he?
He's at Mount St. Joseph.
Okay.
He's going to his second year. He got a lot more playing time toward the end of the season last year, so I think he's he's hoping he can crack the lineup and be a starter. But he's doing well. He's working hard. And, you know, college baseball is a different animal. Anybody can take your spot at any moment. The next recruit comes in could take your spot. So he knows that.
And Dylan plays on the gridiron here for Fort Worman.
He's a cornerback, and he's having a great season. He's doing really well, and he's working really, really hard at it, and he watches the tape, and he wants to be better, and that's great. And I got a sophomore that plays JV, and then I got a girl that's in sixth grade.
And enjoy that Brentlinger corn.
Yeah, sure will. Cookout.
That was the trade-off for you getting here to the press box tonight.
Yeah, right.
6 ears of Brentlinger corn. Jeff, thanks so much.
No problem. Always good to be here.
Jeff Sanders, baseball coach, Fort Loramie, our guest here at the half. Fort Loramie is down 20-0. And we're going to tell you a little bit about Dickman Supply, your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services. It is Dickman. We've got 4 warehouses that stock hundreds of brands. And for your home, Dickman's got premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. We take pride in being family-owned and operated for over 65 years. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, Marysville, Dickman Supply, DickmanSupply.com. Chuck McBee will be along here in a moment. We're going to take a look at high school football scores around the area as Jeff hands off the headset to Chuck. Last we heard, Xenia was ahead of Piqua. At one point, it was 21-0. 21-0 at one point in that game between Piqua and Xenia. Boy, that is a king-sized upset. Chuck, let me check my format sheet. I think we've got to do a 3-minute block here as we conclude the end of the first half.
Turn them loose.
No, we don't. We got a 3-minute break at the end of the game. That's our next 3-minute break. So that's just a programming note. We'll have a 3-minute radio station break at the end of our fourth quarter. The Sydney Vandalia Butler, I think that game was close through
12-0 at the half. Sydney?
Okay.
Minster Lee's Fort Recovery 14-7 in the second. Lehman trails Milton Union 28-0 at the end of the half.
New Bremen 7, Versailles nothing.
That was the last score I got on that. And Xenia with 21-0 over Piqua.
Wow.
Second quarter.
Shocker.
Well, it is, but at the same time, when you haven't played anybody, when you scored 59, you scored 55, and you scored 59 again, you haven't played anybody, and it's real hard sometimes to get hit in the mouth early.
Yep.
And be able to respond because you're not used to it.
Xenia proving that number 10 ranking for the Buccaneers is right where it should be. One of our great underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com is Osgood Bank. If you're looking to buy, build, or refinance a home, Osgood Bank has got you covered. Whether you are a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or you need cash-out refinancing, call on Osgood. The experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank and Osgood Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our Fort Loramie game sponsors. With us each and every Fort Loramie game, they include Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, and M&A Muffler and Tires. Newark Catholic kicks off to Fort Loramie, which returns from its own 7, and Newark Catholic sprints downfield with great coverage on the return by Fort Loramie, and there's an ankle-high tackle made at the 17-yard line. That was textbook, and the Redskins are in a hole to start the third quarter.
That was Theodore Talbot. He's a sophomore, and it looked like there was a lot of running room on this side, and he came out of nowhere to make that tackle.
Yeah, this Newark Catholic team is pretty quick. It's a fast club. I'm sure the speediest that Fort Loramie will play against until maybe Week 10, Lima Central Catholic.
Or Dunbar.
I forgot about Dayton Dunbar. Yep. Well, Redskins run it on first and 10 for about two or three to the 20. Holland squeezed out a few. Second down, seven to go for Fort Loramie. Yeah, Newark Catholic has got sneaky speed. These are talented athletes. They are positioned very well on the field. This 4-2-5 on defense has given Fort Loramie some trouble. Redskins unable to run it effectively. Have had some good vertical downfield passing plays. Here's Maurer on second and seven. Wings it into the flat. Ball hauled in at the 25. Gang tackle right now. It was Ethan Kaiser inbounds by a couple yards. Ball marked for play at about the 25. So it's going to be third down and a few yards to go for a first down. Ball marked over the 25. Third and three officially. First 2 minutes, third quarter, Newark Catholic 20, Fort Loramie nothing. It's been all Green Wave Redskins with a mistake-filled first two quarters.
Should have scored twice.
Yep,
didn't score at all.
Maurer in the spread. He gives it to Holland. Holland blasts right up the middle, and he twists his way for a first down. He's got it right at the 30-yard line. First and 10 Redskins. Sheehan on the stop for Newark Catholic, another fine defensive player for the Green Wave. 1-2 receivers flank to the right, to wide side for Caleb Maurer. Line of scrimmage, the 30. Lone back staggered 3 yards to his left. Maurer in the pocket, right in the hash mark. Winds up and zips the pass over the middle. Yes, it's caught by Ratterman for 11. That's a first down. Move the chains to the 41.
Ratterman just got in the middle of that zone, sat down, and gave him a target.
Theo Talbot came up, greeted him. Not before the completion was recorded. 9:40 left in the third quarter, 20-0. Newark Catholic in the lead. New set of four for the Redskins over the 40. It's Holland looking for an avenue behind the line of scrimmage, and he darts ahead, chugging, churning, got to the 46. Generated four, second down and six for the Redskins. Sheehan again on the stop. Now Fort Loramie has got to play an excellent second half of very strong offense. And defense every bit as good as its offensive play, because Fort Loramie can ill afford to give up any more points. Five bunched on the line of scrimmage for Newark Catholic, and Maurer is in hot water. Newark Catholic pursues him. Caleb rolling out to the right, slings it far downfield into traffic, double coverage, and it's picked off. Good interception by Newark Catholic. They had twins on Logan Eilerman. They doubled him up inside the 15 and took it away.
That was Langenbrunner, and boy, that was a heck of an interception.
Langenbrunner's a player. He and Hackett make this team go, no question. The officials are huddling up. Let's see if some kind of a late foul has been called. Newark Catholic thinks not.
A sideline warning.
First and 10 Irish. Line of scrimmage, the 13 of Newark. Opening 4 minutes of the third quarter of action. 20-0 in favor of the Green Wave. And again, the Redskins keep making boo-boos. Another blunder. Two receivers flanked right. Newark Catholic speed helped make that interception happen as two defenders were stride for stride 35 yards downfield with Logan Eilerman. Here's a quick outcut run by Grant Moore. Catches at the 20, dances out of bounds at the 24-yard line, and he's got about 10, very close to a first down. Hutchison showing that he, the sophomore, can get rid of it in a hurry to the first down marker, just like Caleb Maurer. And the Green Wave have registered a first down just shy of the Newark 25-yard line, leading 20 to zip. Inside handoff to Hackett. Hackett worms his way for two or three. New line of scrimmage, the 27. Newark Catholic will be content to keep it on the ground here in the third quarter. Leading 20-0, under 8 to go in the third. Fort Loramie has been blanked so far in this game. Redskins have earned some yardage, Chuck. It's been in the middle of the field. And a big mistake has ended drives all too often. Two receivers to the right for the quarterback, Hutchison, the 6'3 soft. Looks near sideline. Launches it high for the intended receiver, who's wide open outside the numbers. It's Langenbrunner, leaping catch, got it over the 45 at the 47. No, it was Joe Stanley who made the completion. Another one of those fast wide receivers. He was uncovered. Nice gain for Newark. First and 10, green wave, 39-yard line. For the QB, Hutchison, a near-perfect night. What is he, Chuck?
He is 7 of 8 for 93 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Splendid. Three receivers to the right. Hackett gets the nod. Misdirection, offensive backfield. Snowed under at the line of scrimmage. Second down and 10, green wave. 7 minutes left in the third quarter. And Fort Loramie ideally needed to score to start the third period. With the second half's initial possession, didn't get it done. And as a result, Newark Catholic is in the driver's seat.
Well, but obviously I don't critique, but it looked like on both interceptions that Caleb threw, he had lots of running room, and he tried to launch one instead.
Yep, no question. Here's play action by the quarterback, wide open receiver, midfield stripe. It's an out pattern, caught at the boundary, and a good run after catch by Stanley for 4 or 5 more. Hutchison, the sophomore, is on the mark. First and 10, green wave, line of scrimmage, the 46. And the way Newark is controlling the ball, Chuck, Fort Loramie may get possessions only 3-4 times the rest of the way.
Yep.
Down by 3 touchdowns right now, 20-0. Newark Catholic trying to shorten this game in the second half. First and 10 at the Redskins, 39. Snap back to the quarterback, Hutchison. Running play, Hackett. Meets resistance at the line of scrimmage. Bounces off. Tries to circle the end. And he angles for 2 or 3.
He has not gone down with one guy tackling him all night. Not once. That's a running back.
Yep. We said in the pregame it would take 3. 3 to bring him down. No way 1 or 2 will stop him in his tracks. And he's going to get some extra forward progress on you, even if you rally 3 to the ball. And he is so speedy in the open field. Second down 7, Newark Catholic, 42 of Fort Loramie. 5:35 to go in the third quarter. Here's a flat pass caught behind the line. Fort Loramie rallies to the ball and nabs the receiver for a loss of maybe a yard. Ball marked for play at the 45. I said previously it was at the 39 when it was at the 44. Langenbrunner wrapped up right now. 3rd and 9, Newark Catholic, 45 of the Redskins. And you've got to get off the field here if you're Fort Loramie's defense. 5 minutes left in the third. 20-0, all Newark Catholic. Two receivers far left, one to the near side, Stanley. And a timeout is called by the green wave. 20-0. Newark leads it beyond the midway point, third quarter, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorishealth.com/radio. That's VICTRESS health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
It is 3rd and 9 for Newark Catholic at the 45 of Fort Loramie. Big deep drop by the quarterback, Hutchison. He flares it ahead of him into the right flat. Kind of a busted play. The pass is high. Incomplete. Finally a stop before Fort Loramie after Newark Catholic had controlled the ball about 3.5 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, they tried to set up a screen that time, and Loramie had really good pressure on him. He couldn't set his feet to throw the ball.
Yep, Redskins smelled it out. And Hackett, who's the Mr. Do-It-Everything for this Newark Catholic team, is back in punt formation at the 43. Very high snap. Gets the kick away, and it's strong. A directional boot away from the deep back of Fort Loramie, who nabs it at the 4. He's tripped up at about the 7 or 8, and the Redskins have got to go 92 yards.
Well, if it's like the rest of the evening, they'll go 80 yards and then turn it over.
Right. That's been the way it's gone, the theme of the night. Logan Eilerman, short return by the Redskins. 1st and 10, Fort Loramie, trailing 20-0 to Newark Catholic. And don't get me wrong, yep, the Redskins have made major blunders to aid the visitors here tonight. But Newark Catholic has played like a number 4-ranked team in the state.
Yeah, they're very good, very talented football team.
Two receivers right. Quarterback, Caleb Maurer, back at the 5, retreats to the 2, slings it into the right flat. Receiver catches a knee on the ground. Or is the ball on the turf as well? Officials confer ball being marked for play back at the original line of scrimmage. Referees talk it over, illegal formation against Fort Loramie.
So it was a completed pass, it just didn't count. Illegal formation.
And I guess that's not a pre-snap foul?
It is not.
Nope. So the completion is wiped out. It was a gain of about 4 or 5 yards by Fort Loramie to the 14-yard line, but the penalty sets the Redskins back on their heels at about the 5 with 4:20 left here in the third quarter. 20-0, Newark Catholic. Two receivers far right. Caleb Maurer is at about the goal line. He's in the end zone now. He runs it up the middle, makes a late pitch down the near sideline into the Fort Loramie bench. No good. That was another one of those plays where Caleb might have been able to zip right down the middle with his legs. He had an avenue to pick up 8 or 10. Second down and 15 yards to go for Fort Loramie. Incompletion, stopping the clock. 4:08 to go in the third. Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers far right. One to the left. That's Logan Eilerman. Here's Maurer in the end zone. A late delivery up the near side. I think that's Holland out of the backfield. Catches at the 10. Strides to the 13. Upended right there. Redskins did not get it all back. Got a chunk. 3rd and 8, Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage is at about the 12-yard line, and the Redskins end with 3:40 left to go in the third quarter. Oh, you hate to give the ball right back to Newark Catholic so quick. In the pocket, Caleb Maurer. He's flushed into the middle of the pocket. Players around him, white jerseys all over the place. Incompletion up at the 35-yard line. And I tell you what, Chuck, this wide-open Fort Loramie offense has been held in check tonight. Newark Catholic has played exceedingly well both sides of the ball.
Absolutely. I mean, we've talked, Laramie's made mistakes, but North Catholic has forced some of those mistakes, and this is a really good football team, really good.
Spencer Knopf back in deep punt formation at his goal line. Final 3 minutes, third quarter. Kick is away. We may have a return. It is caught by Newark Catholic at the 44, and it's brought to the outside by Hackett. Look at him go. 35, 30, makes the man miss. Hackett, like a locomotive down the sideline. Does he leap over the pylon and get in? I think so. Yes, a touchdown. 44-yard punt return by Mason Hackett. He made two or three men miss at the L on FL for Fort Loramie in the middle of the gridiron. And then he snapped it off to the outside. And he had an avenue, and away he went right down the alley. Inside the numbers between them and the boundary in front of the Fort Loramie bench. And he tight-roped the sideline the last 20 yards, hovering over the pylon at the goal line for the score. Lopez, extra point, looks plenty long and high, quite majestic. It's good. Newark Catholic in a romp. 27-0 Green Wave. 3:14 left in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
At the final 3:14 of the third quarter upcoming, Newark Catholic kicks off, blowing out Fort Loramie 27-0. Return by the Redskins. Hash mark numbers, far side of the field, and into the boundary, into the Newark Catholic bench, goes the return man, Eilerman, up around the 35-yard line. That's where the Redskins start. First down and 10. There is a penalty marker, probably against the return team. There it is. There's the public address announcement. And, wow. Redskins have done about everything imaginable wrong in this game tonight.
Well, I mean, Newark drove a long way, and it would be a bad host if you didn't give them all these turnovers and penalties. So
one gift after another.
But that's probably plenty at this point.
3:05 to go in the third, and what, one more score?
I was going to say, 3 points away from a running clock.
Yep, exactly. Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage. Ball at the 15. Two receivers to the left for Caleb Maurer. And here comes blitz pressure right at Caleb. And he gets rid of it quickly. He had a hand in his face back at the 3-yard line. Holland, the safety valve, hauled it in. And he scooted for one. That's it. Second and 9. I tell you what, Chuck, there are times this Newark Catholic team seems like it's got 12, 13 white shirts on the field.
They do run to the football well.
Oh, they do. They react. Instinctive. Gain of 1.5 yards. Second down, a little more than 8. Maurer pumps once. Here comes pressure. White jerseys flush him out of bounds. Back around the 14 or 15-yard line. 2:25 to go, third quarter, 27-0, Newark Catholic. Well, I talked in the pregame, Chuck, about the fact that Newark Catholic was fourth in the state having played one game. Number one in its region, according to Joe Itell and the computer, despite having played just one game.
Somebody has to explain that to me.
But I tell you what, this club is playing like a top-ranked team in Division 7 here tonight. Maurer, late pass over the middle, completion, and then the receiver, Ratterman, is hammered in the back, driven inside the line to gain, but I think he caught it beyond the line to gain. Yep, he did. First down, Redskins, 27-yard line. Final 2 minutes, third quarter. 27-0, Newark Catholic in the lead. Maurer brings his team up, two receivers to the right, one to the left. Here comes blitz pressure. Redskins run it. Holland, left guard, weaving his way, dancing ahead over the 30. Nabbed at the 33. Second down and six. Many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street. 40 years in business. Our experience, your style. Cutaway Styling Salon. Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at victorishealth.com. You are treated individually with functional medicine. Spherion Staffing and Recruiting, offices from Dayton to Lima, including Sydney and St. Mary's. Spherion, S-P-H-E-R-I-O-N. It works. Go to applyohio.com. Running play for Fort Loramie, good for a first down. Here's a short pass for the Redskins over the 40 to the 42. Final 50 seconds, third quarter of play. Christian McGee on the receiving end of a short strike. Second down and five to go for a first down for Fort Loramie. 35 seconds to go, third quarter. Caleb Maurer running for his life in the offensive backfield. No space, out of real estate. He's into the bench of Newark Catholic. No gain, third and five or six to go for a first down. Clock stops, 31.5 to go. Late third quarter, Newark Catholic 27 and Fort Loramie 0. Redskins flank two receivers wide left. Here is Maurer taking the low snap at his knees. Gives to Holland. Holland breaks the tackle. He's got the first down. Stays afloat. A wedge of blockers in front. Holland motors to the 44. Second effort. Third effort. First down. Fort Loramie. 15 seconds to go in the third.
The best run of the night for Fort Loramie right there.
Stubborn effort. Formidable drive by Holland. 4 seconds to go, third quarter. Maurer back to throw. 15 yards behind the line. Nowhere to go. Does he get rid of it out of bounds before stepping on the boundary across the way? I think so. Third quarter concludes. Second and 10 Redskins when we come back. All Newark Catholic here tonight. 27-0. Green Wave on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29, Anna, in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi, 575 East Main in Rushi. And thanks as well here on scoresbroadcast.com to these Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. Fourth quarter underway, no gain by Fort Loramie. Running effort right up the middle, stymied at about the 42 of Newark Catholic. It is third and 8 to go for a first down. Opening minute in the fourth. Newark Catholic leads 27-0. Blitz pressure against the run. Maurer fakes, keeps, roams around the right end. Caleb on the loose. He is hit hard at the 31. Good advance of about 12. First and 10 Redskins.
They need to go score just for pride at this point.
Sure do. Langenbrunner has been all over the field for Newark.
He's an amazing athlete.
He was in there in the last hit. Here is Holland going to the left. He's redirected back to the right. Tackled after a small advance. Picked up two, second down, 8 for Fort Loramie. Linebacker Connor McKenna in on the stop for the Green Wave. 10:48 to go in the fourth. Here is the quarterback Maurer in the pocket forever. Great protection. Throwing middle of the field. Is that Isaac Ratterman? It is. Nifty reception as he went high to Spirit right on the 20. First down, Redskins.
15 first downs tonight for Fort Loramie, and they haven't scored.
0 points. That is an oxymoron. Here's Maurer, way back at the 33, being chased. Late delivery, out of bounds at the goal line in the corner of the field. That was simply a throw away. No chance to find a man late in the progression. Second and 10, Redskins. Ball marked for play, actually, at the Newark 19. Now here's where the Green Wave defense has stiffened, Chuck, all night long.
Hey, absolutely.
Two receivers far left for Caleb Maurer. Will Holland alongside. Short drop, Caleb. In the flat, reception, Holland. Inside the 15, staggers to the 13. Stacked up out of bounds. Short of a first down by a couple. Clock stops, 10:09 to go in the fourth. Newark Catholic 27, Fort Loramie nothing. Redskins to the line of scrimmage, needing at least three, as Holland was stopped short of where I thought he had reached. Here's Maurer in the offensive backfield. Oh, he puts it on the ground. Couldn't hang on. Loose for an instant. Maurer's on it way back at the 15. And that is going to set up fourth down and about 6 or 7 to go for a first down. Again, a critical blunder by Fort Loramie. That's what I mean by three steps forward and four in reverse.
Well, that was going to be a handoff. He didn't hand it, then dropped it.
Fourth down, Fort Loramie, 6 to go. Maurer being chased out of the pocket. Here come white jerseys. Late delivery toward the end zone. Newark Catholic leaping interception at the 2. Boy, the Green Wave have made every play when Fort Loramie's gotten into the red zone tonight. That was a late ill-advised throw by the quarterback, Maurer. He didn't see the defender coming, and that play was made because of great pressure applied by Newark Catholic. As the quarterback, Caleb Maurer, was running for his life out of the pocket, threw off his back foot, looked for an instant like he had a receiver at the goal line, and a Green Wave defensive back came out of nowhere and made the pick at the 2. How many interceptions for Newark Catholic?
That was their third.
3. You can't win a ball game, Chuck, throwing 3 picks.
No.
Really tough. Ill-timed penalties, bad snaps, drop balls. Newark Catholic running from its 2. It is Hackett, and Hackett with a quick burst and then a wriggle is out to the 8 or 9 yard line. 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, 27-0 Newark Catholic. Boy, this game will send shockwaves around the state. Not that Newark won it, but the margin of victory is significant. 4 touchdowns. Fort Loramie being blanked.
That's the shocker.
Yep.
Yep.
But you're right. Lormy's moved it between the 20s.
Yep.
But then they cannot get it in the end zone.
Nope. Here's the quarterback, Hutchison. Late handoff, way back inside the five. I think it was Hackett. Big pursuit to the black jerseys. Tackle made, lost on the play. Hackett was cornered. About the first time all night that Fort Loramie has nailed him before he got started.
Yeah.
Third and eight, Newark Catholic, 8:20 to go here in the fourth. 27-0 in favor of the Green Wave. It has been all visiting team here this evening. In the huddle forever is Newark, and the play clock is down to 3-2. And here comes Ryan Aiello, head coach of Newark Catholic, racing up the sideline, getting a timeout. 8 minutes left. Newark Catholic 27, Fort Loramie zip on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Here comes Newark Catholic back on the field. 27-0 pasting of Fort Loramie. Third and eight, Green Wave, at about their own 4.5. Hutchison will take the snap from center at the goal line, and the height goes over his head. It's rolling through the end zone. Safety! And Fort Loramie's on the board, 27-2. Well, a little unusual that that kind of an aborted play, a bad one by Newark Catholic, would come after a timeout, but it did.
They look like Iowa. It's the way you score is on safeties.
Well, Fort Loramie gets a reprieve, and Newark Catholic has made just one or two mistakes tonight. That was a big one right there. It cost them points, and Newark Catholic will punt from its own 20, leading 27-2. Redskins should get good field position. We'll return after this commercial break. Big lead still, Newark Catholic, 27-2 in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Up to bat, making his major league debut, the freshest big boy slider. First pitch, here's a fly ball, going, and that's a home run for Frisch's. Big Boy sliders are made with full-size, fresh, never-frozen beef patties, caramelized onions, cheese, tartar sauce, lettuce, and pickles. Or go spicy with Rosie's Red Hot Sliders with spicy tartar sauce and pepper jack cheese. Try the Big Boy Slider 2-pack combo with fries and a drink for just $7.99.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Newark Catholic will kick the ball off from its own 20, and they do elect to place kick it. Ryan Ricardo will boot it. Hackett will not punt. It'll be a place kick by the Green Wave from the 20-yard line. It's a good one. Line drive kick, 35-yard line of Fort Loramie. Good return outside the left hash. Across the 50, it might have been Christian McGee who brought it back to the 45 of Newark Catholic. First and 10 Redskins.
And again, I mean, he got ahead of speed, steam going. He was going up the field, and somebody from Newark just came in at the last second, got him at the ankles, and stopped what was going to be a huge return.
Yeah, Newark Catholic, to make Chuck's point, textbook tackling and blocking all night long. Simply having outperformed Fort Loramie in every which way. 7:50 to go in the fourth. Caleb Maurer dumps it left sideline. Caught. Play good for 8 into the boundary. Out of bounds. I think McGee snared it. McKenna on the tackle for the Green Wave. Nice catch by McGee. Two defenders on his back. Play good for 7. Second down and three, Redskins. 38-yard line of Newark Catholic. Holland through the middle and nowhere to go. Stagnated right at the point of attack. Maybe a half yard. Third and two coming up for Fort Loramie. 7-11 to go in the fourth quarter. And Newark Catholic leads it 27-2. Shaken up player on the field. Timeout called. 25-point lead, Newark Catholic on scores.broadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Barker Insurance has served the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, celebrating 50 years in business. And Barker's earned a stellar reputation, that's for sure. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, 492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Redskins pass for a first down to the 35. Now Maurer goes for the end zone. There's triple coverage by Newark Catholic. Eilerman can't catch up to it. 8 yards deep in the end zone. I tell you what, Newark Catholic has done about as good a job on Eilerman as anybody in the last 2 years, Chuck.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's only got two or three catches and nothing deep.
Splendid defense on Logan Eilerman by the Green Wave. That was a perfect example right there. Two defenders shadowing Eilerman 6-7 yards deep in the end zone, and a third one nearby. Second and 10, Fort Loramie. Here's a short flip into the right flat. It's Holland twisting and turning inside the 30, dumped at the 28, a yard short of a first down. It's going to be third and a couple to go for a first down for the Redskins. 6:19 to go in the fourth. It's 27-2, Newark Catholic. Snap on the ground. Caleb Maurer's got it. Here comes pressure. Maurer rolling left. Throws back over the middle against his body. It's high and wide. No good. Fourth down, a couple coming up for Fort Loramie. And this is the type of situation tonight, Chuck, in which Fort Loramie's not been very good.
No. I mean, I don't know. This is a night where you go home and you try to forget about it.
Right. 6 minutes left in the game. 27-2, Newark Catholic. Receiver split 12 to the left. Maurer, quick hitter, right flat. Receiver Holland makes a man miss, stays on his feet, digs down the sideline. He's inside the 25, 20, got the first down. Redskins throwing underneath. Newark Catholic is giving some cushion. And Will Holland has been an often used target here in the last two quarters. Two receivers far left for Caleb Maurer. He's in the pocket. Right flat. I think it's Holland again. Leaping high. 16. He yanks it down. He's dropped immediately. No, it was Christian McGee who made the spear. Second down, about six. After a 4 yard pickup, 5.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Newark Catholic 27 and Fort Loramie 2. Drop by Maurer of 7 yards. Whips one across field, way over to the Newark Catholic side of the gridiron. Catch made a yard or two short of a first down. Nicely done by the Redskins. That ball was thrown all the way across the field of play. Ethan Kaiser made the snatch, third and two. Good arm strength there by Maurer. Handoff, running play, Holland subdued behind the line. Fourth and a couple coming up. 4:46 to go here in the fourth. 27-2, Newark Catholic. It's been all Green Wave. Redskins to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers right, one split, 10 yards to the left. Snap back to Maurer. It's low. Late delivery, middle of the field. Caught at the four-yard line. And the receiver lurches ahead to about the one. Nice play by Fort Loramie. Didn't catch the receiver.
I didn't catch it either.
Who snared it. I think it was Kaiser. I think it was Ethan Kaiser down inside the three-yard line. Goal to go. Redskins, 4 minutes to go. Snap back to Maurer. Dishes to Holland. He rams. Goal line. Over. Touchdown. 27-8 in favor of Newark Catholic.
Now you get to practice your onside kick.
I'll tell you what. Fort Loramie made it work last year in the final 30 seconds of the game. Got the ball back after missing a two-point conversion. And then had at least time for one or two incomplete forward passes and lost by a scant point, 41-40. Different story this year. Extra point try by Bolin. Boy, he kicked it 35 or 40 yards. It's good. 27-9. Newark Catholic leads. 4 minutes left in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike and Jackson Center, does it all and very well too. A full line of prescriptions and over the counters, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged by day and time. Walk-in vaccines from 2 to 5, Monday through Friday. Open 10 to 6, Monday to Friday. Closed from 1 to 2. Open 10 to 1 on Saturday. Phone 937-596-8100. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. In-store shopping, curbside pickup. Doing everything well to keep you well. Onside kick here by Fort Loramie, no doubt. 4:02 left in this game. It is dribbled to the 42-yard line. Newark Catholic plops on the football. First and 10, Green Wave. Final 4 minutes of this game. You know, we're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come to us from towns all around. We're Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are popular. Terrific strip loin steak dinners at night. Proud to be a local casual hangout, and we welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. It's Meyer's in Botkins. Phone ahead. Place your carryout order now at 937-693-8271. 693-8271. Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better. Well, this possession for Newark Catholic begins with a 10-yard explosion outside right tackle by Mason Hackett of the Green Wave from Newark Catholic. And, boy, he's piled up, what, 150, 160 yards, Chuck?
Yeah, he's got to.
Close to 200?
Well, they've got 155 as a team, so.
Here is Fort Loramie. Jumping across the line of scrimmage. Maybe Newark Catholic moved. Nope, it's a 5-yard step off against the Redskins, who've been victimized by penalties big time tonight. Newark Catholic has had one, I recall, one penalty.
Yeah, they had a hold.
That's it. I can't recall another one.
Me either.
3:20 left to go in the fourth quarter. 27-9, Newark Catholic. And this number four ranking in the state, despite having played just one game, is legit. Here is Hackett right up the middle, pulled down from behind at the 40. That was a first and five, makes it second and three for Newark, which is going to run the ball every play from here on out. 2:48 and counting, late in the fourth. Next week we are at Anna. Minster Wildcats, Anna Rockets should be a very even game. Anna was playing at Coldwater tonight, and Minster was meeting Fort Recovery, I believe. Last we heard, Minster led by a touchdown. Coldwater was up two scores on Anna. Those games should be deep in the second half. Here's a high snap back to Hutchison. Late delivery to Hackett. Hackett to the line of scrimmage. Leaps ahead for the first down. New set of four. It's at the 38-yard line of Fort Loramie. That's going to do it. 2:12 left in the game. Redskins with three timeouts left. Newark's got one. And the Green Wave can finish this game off, Chuck, with three running plays from scrimmage. That will wind it up.
Yeah, I don't think Loramie will use any timeouts.
I would doubt it. Doubt it very much. If you need the right solution for true comfort, call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs are fully licensed and insured. Hackett goes to work. Outside left tackle. He motors for 9 or 10 more. Plowing down inside the 30 to the 29-yard line. Well, if Newark Catholic's got 175 rushing, I can't recall. Let's see. Hutchison ran it for 6 or 7 once. Langenbrenner, maybe a couple of scampers.
Yep.
I'd say every bit of 150 or 160 for Hackett on the night. Down to 116, 115 and counting.
Whatever he's got, he's a heck of a football player.
Yep. And here comes Newark Catholic in the kneel down formation. Down to one leg goes Miller Hutchison, the sophomore quarterback, and kudos to him. He did not look like a sophomore. He's got great personnel around him, and he played like an experienced young man. Great quarterbacking job tonight by Miller Hutchison of Newark Catholic, and that'll do it. Final 45 seconds. Newark Catholic to one more knee at the 30-yard line of Fort Loramie, and that'll drain the remaining seconds. Say, Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots or hot spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243. That's Mike Holdhouse at Tom and Jerry's. Go online, set your appointment for true comfort at Tom and Jerry's at TomJerry's.com. End of the game. We've got a full three-minute radio station break upcoming. This one's in the books. Newark Catholic easily blitzes Fort Loramie tonight. 27-9, Redskins tallied the last 9 points of this game. It's a three-minute radio station break as Newark Catholic wins it by 18. This is ScoresBroadcast.com and hits 105.5 FM in Sydney.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton,
Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Bakken's.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Bakken's. Building excellence.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg, with remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back at Fort Loramie. 27-9, the final score as Newark Catholic routes Fort Loramie here tonight. A quick reminder, Jackson Center Pro Hardware is in Greenville 2, 418 South Broadway, located as well at 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Your local Pro Hardware stores in Jackson Center and Greenville can get you beautiful white shaker cabinets in 3 days. And don't forget, you can save on solid wood cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers. Choose from 17 colors and styles. Special prices, professional service at your local Pro Hardware stores. Tell Darren Yinkst you heard about his stores on scoresbroadcast.com. Pro Hardware in Jackson Center and in Greenville. Big win, Newark Catholic. Tough loss, Fort Loramie. Redskins were not the sharper team. That's an understatement from the get-go. Newark Catholic beat them solidly, Chuck.
Loramie moved the ball. Loramie ended up actually with 23 more total yards in for the game. And they had 18 first downs to Newark's 13 and scored on a safety and then scored after the safety. That's the only points they had. But they scored twice in the first half when they had chances.
Right.
As a different football game. Yeah. But ifs don't get you anything.
I use the phrase far too often. I'm going to use it once more. It's a cliche. Fort Loramie shot itself in the foot time and time again. That's all there is to it.
All right. Looking at the Clancy's players of the game for Newark Catholic, I'm going to go with Miller Hutchison, quarterback, had a heck of a game. Kyle Langenbrenner and Mason Hackett. On the other side, Isaac Ratterman for Fort Loramie.
That's Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves
Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Once again, so many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors. They are with us each and every Fort Loramie contest. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. And we say hello to Brookins. You can't beat it. Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Brookins with outstanding food.
And we're up the pizza for halftime here. I went down and had a slice while you were talking. It was very, very good.
You didn't bring me one?
You were on the air. I didn't want to interrupt you.
Our halftime sponsors tonight, as always, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie and Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. Our Hits 105.5 sponsors tonight, CarStar. It's Sydney Body Car Star, Piqua, and Troy as well, along with Sydney Chiropractic. Thanks to Airstream and Jackson Center. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. We've got you covered. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. Thank you so much. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw, in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. And our broadcast partner, Hits 105.5 FM in Sydney. Next week, Minster at Anna, kickoff at 7. Broadcast time online and on radio at 6:25 next Friday night. For our radio station audience this evening, for our online audience, thanks so much to Tracy, our board operator at the radio station. Thanks to everybody who tuned in on Hits 105.5 and scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to Chuck, alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Fort Loramie, where Newark Catholic has defeated the Fort Loramie Redskins 27-9.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.